you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, all right, hold tight. You might want to stand back because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome. Hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either going to kill or he's going to suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Welcome to the St. John Forward Radio Show, post political election program. It happened, everybody, since last week. Trump won the election, and everybody wants my take on it. And we'll get to that later on in the program, but first a little bit about myself. My name's John Forward. I'm the host of this show. It's called St. John Forward Radio. If you're tuning into it on something that doesn't have a future-style readout of what you're listening to, whether it's on a computer or... I'm not sure if this... I bought a new car, and it tells me what songs are playing on the radio, on the commercial stations. I don't think it works for campus radio. Do we even call this campus radio anymore? I don't know. It's community radio, but I'm pretty sure we don't have the technology to beam out the track titles and the song titles. That's why we need to do fundraisers every year, so that we can catch up with the technology, so that if you're in your car driving around listening to this and you think to yourself, what the F is this? You'll be able to look down at the dash and get your answer. We're on, I think, what episode is this? This is 4 or 5. We're new in it. The show's finally, it isn't, I would say that it's finding its way and coming into its own, but, so far, I've had guests on every week, except for the one week, which was like a Halloween special. I'm saying like a lot, and I'm hearing myself in the headphones, so that's a learning experience. Hopefully there'll be less likes on the program from tonight and beyond. Still going to be some ums. There's nothing that can be done about that. So I'm flying solo bolo here tonight. I had another... I put out a very soft offer to somebody else, but they had another podcast recording on this evening. That person might show up, who knows? But I'm prepared to give the John Forward take on the election. That's what everybody wants to hear about. But there's a bit of a cliffhanger from last week's show that we should tie up. When Mark Splude was in here, I had my my Marin moment at the beginning of the episode, where I just I talked about like biting the bullet and trying to improve myself as a person and become more self-aware and just be the best John Forward that I can be. I can be the Johnniest one, as my wife would say. I decided to sign up for some therapy sessions, going to a psychologist. I went last Monday, which I thought was going to be my first session, but it turns out that it was actually this week. And I went, I don't know, there isn't a whole lot. I went out, I took a long lunch so that I could go out and do this. I drove out to Rosse and I filled out my form. No real game plan as to what I was going to do in there. I had some notes on my phone that I was just going to give off a list of, like, here's some stuff going on with me in case I needed to, but I turned off my phone when I got in there because it kept buzzing on me. I've got various Facebook conversations on the go, and it's a lot of buzzes when I'm trying to unpack and unload and self-improve, so I turned it off. I didn't have to get to it. It was more just a kind of... getting to know each other thing. She wanted to know kind of why I was there and what I was hoping to get out of it, and I didn't really have much of an answer because I'm not sure. I want to go, and it seems like a thing that would be good to do. I want to know myself, and I may seem pretty together, everybody, but there's some things that could probably use some work. You know, like I went over the stuff. I went into the bit of the dead mom spiel because there's a bit of that there, even though it's not like a conscious everyday kind of thing. But I'm sure it's part of the mix. I talked about a few weeks or a little while ago, I had a bit of an anxiety attack at work. So I talked about that and other instances in my life where I had similar thing. Didn't really get into anything, but it was just kind of a Coles Notes version of this is my mental illness. Short version, abridged for a 150-minute session. What else did I talk? I talked about with the mom. I've talked about my sister that I'm estranged from for many good reasons, but I'm going to see her over Christmas, so we'll see how that goes. It might just be another Taco Bell situation, but who knows. Call back to my own joke that some of you may know, but most of you probably not. I talked about, I also have a half-brother who came up, and that's sort of an estrangement, but not really any particular reason for it, just circumstances and time and space, and I don't really know what's going on with that. I talked about getting into conflicts with people about how I have various beefs with people, some comedy related, some not. In my mind, I'm always just having these things happen to me, and in the case by case individual situations with each of these people, just some from real life and some from comedy life that I've kind of had to keep some distance in between. I feel like on each case, I'm pretty much 1,000% right, and the super good one of the group of people, if there are more than two. And but you know, those things add up. If I've got like a dozen conflicts on the go where I'm totally right in all of them, there's a slim chance, but I'm open to the possibility that I might be wrong in like two or three of those cases. So I just talked about how I'd like to get better with that kind of stuff, and or at least understand what it is that I'm doing for the odd time when I don't want to send somebody into a rage spiral and I just want to have a conversation with somebody, or I just don't want to be involved. I don't know. And you know, and I talked about just you know, relationship stuff, about my lovely wife, my common-law wife at home listening to this right now, or she better be. And talked about that. What else? I don't know. A whole bunch of stuff. It was just kind of a get to know you session. There's not much to say. She gave me I felt comforted with whatever body language was going on. There was, when I talked about all these conflicts, it was kind of a, well, sometimes you just do what you need to do, and there's only so much that you can do. And I'm like, all right, well, that's how I feel about most of these things, but there's a lot of them, so we'll get into it down the road. But she, I don't know, good listener so far. We'll see what's going on. I spun the will my work cover this slot machine at the end of the appointment. I didn't know how much it was going to cost going in, and didn't know if it was going to be covered or what. But, you know, I'm St. John's number 2 stand-up comedian, so I'm rolling in cash, so money is of no issue. But I spun the wheel, and after my session, went up to the front desk, and they told me how much it was, and then I don't know why I'm being all coy. It was $160 for a session. I don't know where that lands on the scale. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, if you're curious, if you're a person that's considering doing it yourself and you aren't independently wealthy like I am, and you have to take these things into consideration, so now you know. And I was going to pay for it, and then she asked me if I had Blue Cross, and I did, and I slapped out my card, and they covered $128 of it, so I only had to pay $32. I think my math's right there. Yeah, sounds about right. So $32, and I've got $500 to use by the end of the year. So I'm going to keep going every couple of weeks and see how it goes. Once January rolls around, I might space out those work paid sessions, and we'll see how it goes. So far so good. Gonna keep going. You gotta keep trying to do things. And anyway, we need to continue on with the show. We're 11 minutes in, and I've been blathering on. This is the post-election show. We need to get super political here on the St. John Forward radio show. We're going to start out with as punk as it gets, I think, with a band called The Offspring. Like, I think they're considered to be the godfathers of punk music. This is a song from their 1995 self-titled debut. The song is called Kill the President. I noticed that this song was not included on the Spotify edition of this CD or album, but it turns out that I have the actual CD. So we're hearing the song that is too hardcore for Spotify. You're hearing it here on Local FM 107.3. With the slight caveat that nobody here is condoning murdering a president, the president, anybody. We don't want to kill anybody here at St. John Forward Radio. This is in local 107.3 FM, I'm sure, probably also does not condone murder of a president or otherwise. But we're going to hear the song just as a, we'll call it a political discussion. Just pretend like he's saying kill the presidency. It's more about killing the concept of the president. And most importantly, I just like the song. It seems kind of important. Who cares what it means? So let's roll it. world without leaders, who'd start all our wars? It really makes you think. Thank you, Dexter Holland on vocals, R. Welty on drums, Noodles on guitar, Greg K. on bass. It's The Offspring, the number one most important punk band ever to exist in the world. Censored song, not available on Spotify or streaming services. I have this on CD, if you can believe it. Bought at Backstreet Records here in St. John, New Brunswick on Jermaine Street. Some sort of article about them today. Didn't read it, but nice to see that it's happening. And so we're back here on the on St. John Forward Radio, and we're in a post-election tizzy. All up in here. I remember waking up on Wednesday morning just scrolling through Facebook and people just having meltdowns left and right. Oh my God, what is the world coming to? There's a lot of people that that I feel should really take my lead. And if they're having a hard time living in the world, they need to take that step and go out there and get right in your head. John Forward is a hero. I'm going. I identify that that there's a need for self-awareness and mental health things and such. You need to take care of it. You got to take these steps. And it's not like this is the first step for me. There's been other things. I just have conversations with people to start. I told my therapist that I, of course, told her that I'm a very famous stand-up comedian. That's par for the course. That comes up in every conversation with a new person I have, I think. It's probably very obnoxious. I apologize. But that came up, and I'd talked about until now my therapy was usually just whatever deep, horrible, shameful thing about my life or myself or that I've done or that I've experienced. If I can just tell that to a room full of people and it gets a laugh, or at the very least not hate, then it's that much harder for me to hate myself over it, and that's good. But I think maybe going to, in the comedy show setting, it's kind of framed in such a way where I need to trick people into laughing and stuff and pretending like this is a funny thing instead of just me unloading my my mental problems onto the room, and the audience, all they really can do is laugh or not laugh. Those are the main two options for them, but at least if I'm discussing these things with a professional, there's somebody there to be like, hold up, John Forward, what are you talking about? You think that this is why this happened or whatever, and that kind of thing. That's what I'm looking forward to, because I'm just exhausted with being right all the time. I need somebody to tell me when I'm wrong so that I can grow as a person. You got to do stuff. I go out and I'm doing this radio show. I'm talking about it now, heroically getting it out there that anybody out there suffering from these problems, you should do something that makes it better. You don't just I'm just talking about what I would do. Anybody else, if you have your own methods of dealing with whatever is going on with you, then have at it. I could not be more thrilled that you're doing something, but if you're just doing nothing or almost nothing, and you've cut yourself off from everybody and you're just alone in a dark room looking at the ceiling in misery, your face every now and then gets lit up with the glow of Facebook, and you just go on Facebook and you just complain and complain and complain. And yeah, you get some sympathy comments. You get some hearts maybe now that you have more options than just like, because, you know, it's a brand new era for sad, feel sorry for me on Facebook posts, because it used to be you only had the like button. And when you post something like that, everybody gets all weird, like, oh, well, I want to acknowledge that I want to give him, like, the online version of the nod, like a, uh-huh, yep, kind of thing, but you can't say like, because if somebody's saying something bad, you don't want to be like, I like that you're going through a tough time. But now there's a whole rainbow of emotions, so there's a whole rainbow of things that can be posted on Facebook now, and you can get a slightly better emoji as a response, and if that's working for you, great. If it's not working for you and you just post it and everybody says, oh yeah, you're so great, you shouldn't feel sad, if that helps you to not feel sad, then that's great. But if you continue being sad, then you should maybe try something else, like listening to the St. John Forward radio show, where you hear flawless advice from a mental health genius named John Forward. And I only call myself that because I went to one psychologist session. I went when I was a kid because I misbehaved, and my parents were like, what is wrong with this kid? We need to get him some help. And I went and I talked to somebody. I don't really remember much about it, except for she always gave me a bowl of Teddy Grahams, and I used to like eating the Teddy Grahams. Who knows? It obviously didn't fix my brain, because I'm still at it all these years later, but it's an ongoing thing. You got to keep growing as a person. You can't just keep doing the same thing over and over again. That's the definition of insanity, according to a guy called Albert Einstein. I wish I knew what his middle name would be, because, like, I feel like it would have been extra smart for me to say, like, Albert T. Einstein. I don't know that that's what it is. It could easily be looked up. But that would break up the flow of this beautiful stream. Oh, you guys wanted to hear about Trump. I forgot. This is supposed to be the election special. We haven't even gotten to it. But we'll come back after the break, and maybe I'll consider not just talking about myself the whole time. We'll see what's going on. And I had a segue in there. I was at the end of that last little bit. I was going to say, speaking of dog whistles, how about that Trump? But the moment is gone. And it's a moment that never would have been anyway. I think it's pretty clever, but it just soars right over everyone's head because they aren't mental health geniuses like John Forward. But let's hear a song about another person that I was sad every time got elected. Not that it matters which one's different, but it turns out that there have been other disappointing elections that have happened in the world. So let's hear it for the Maritime Zone, I think. I don't know. I think they're from Nova Scotia. What up, Steve?
What up, Steve? Thanks for cutting CBC from all those people making music with our hearts on our sleeves. We squeeze rocks and write it while we're making them bleed. But then you're dropping the axe and you're cutting the feed, man. You're taking what we need while you listen to Creed. And you romance your wife, but she listens to me. Hey, Loreen. Yeah, thanks for raising the taxes. $13 billion from the masses. Pickpocketed tactics, you're sneaky like a rat is. Contempt in parliament, you should've got your ass kicked. But your treason gets treated like it's reason. And you could only seize the seat for a season, Steven. US cops can cross our borders, and you want to privatize healthcare and sort of make sure we export our resources so your little grubby hands can afford some Porsche. Shit, Steve, are you forgetting where you come from? Or you don't give a fuck about the people you run from? I see it in your eyes, so smug and blatant, and your auto dial home so the polls are baking. What up, Steve? To individuals
individuals with principles that interact with people who take action unconditional at biblical proportions, admissible extortion. Keep it underground with that invisible importance. Retorting with attitude, dismantle your platitude. Reporting with cohorts at each and every latitude. I cut a channel through the fuse, used to hamper you. I'm lighting the short fuse, the smoke plumes overdue.
What up, listeners? You're listening to St. John Forward Radio here on Local FM 107.3. Every Monday, 9 to 10 p.m., or you can hear it on my htothec.podbean.com or link to johnforward.com. I guess I'd rather have you go to that one. I probably shouldn't even have told you about the Podbean one, but if you're listening to this, the secret is out. And it's a big one. I don't know what I'm talking about. So, post-election special. Donald, some middle initial Trump. I'm going to say Donald J. Trump. That sounds right. I don't know. We're going to go with that. Donald J. Trump. Because it sounds smart for me to say it. He got elected and everybody was surprised. I wasn't really sure what's going on. I don't really know how I feel about it now. Like, every time an election comes up, it's a special kind of hell for me because I really try to keep out of it. I'm not, I don't know. I don't vote, and it's a choice because I just don't want to, I just don't like it, and I don't want to participate, and that's my right. But every election comes around and everybody gets all, oh, those stupid, lazy, stupid, idiot non-voters. If only they dragged themselves off their couches, they would have voted for my team and I wouldn't be sad right now, you lazy non-voters. And I just, I just let it slide because I don't really have, if you put me in a debate with somebody who knows what they're talking about, I'm not going to be able to defend myself. I just know it, and it hasn't always been this way. I used to vote. I just don't anymore. And I feel better just not being involved. And I don't like the idea of if you didn't vote, you're not allowed to complain. That's kind of, I see it the other way. If you're voting, you're kind of buying into the whole thing and you're saying, I'm participating in this. I've let my voice be heard, but I am happy to have this turn out however it turns out based on the votes. And everybody says that they are until the other team wins, and then they're all, well, this person, they got more votes than this, and isn't it ridiculous that, the same thing happened every time that Stephen Harper got elected. He did not have a popular vote, I think. I'm just pulling statistics out of my butt. I don't even know, because it doesn't matter. Maybe it does matter, who knows. But I just know, like, I didn't want Donald Trump to win, but given the two options, that's the more interesting thing. If Hillary won, I wouldn't have anything to, I wouldn't be, like, chewing my fingernails and be like, what's she gonna do next? Oh my gosh, what? All these ideas coming down the pipeline and the world is gonna change. I never really got that feeling. I also don't think that it's gonna be doomsday apocalypse Donald Trump term. Maybe it is, maybe I'll be wrong, but it doesn't matter anymore. He's there, so I'm curious to see how it goes. Probably not going to be great. I'm hoping that it's bad, but in a way that the minimal amount of people have to die and suffer. But I don't know. I feel like it's, they elected him. That's part of the process, and let them have a go. I feel like just that's who got elected, and I feel like, well, then let's see how that goes. And if it goes badly, then hopefully the country will have a memory about it and just be like, oh yeah, we tried this last time, except for, I don't know, Donald Trump. Well, I assume this was before I was alive, but I assume people were saying the same stuff about Ronald Reagan. He's an actor. He was probably the joke candidate that nobody thought would win. Again, I'm just pulling this out of my butt. And well, Reagan actually was kind of evil and there was bad things happening. So it's possible that it would happen again, but I don't know. Just everybody's enraged and think it's just going to be World War III. I'm not sure that that he has the capacity to cause that much damage. So I just want to, like, okay, this is your guy. Let's see how it goes. It's like when my son Tachikoma wanted to go to kindergarten on his first day of school. He wanted to wear this blue shirt. And I was like, Tachikoma, you're a cat. Cats don't wear clothes. And Tachikoma was all like, "Rrr." And I knew what he meant because, you know, he's my boy. And we have a communication. And I was just like, okay, little Tachikoma, on your first day of kindergarten, you want to wear that blue shirt. You might get embarrassed when you get to school, but he can suffer the consequences. So we sent little Tachikoma Noodles Farewell off to kindergarten wearing a blue shirt and thinking that he was going to come home in tears. He'd have brown crust all in his eyes that we'd have to dig out, and he would struggle and not like it until after it's done. And then he's like, "Oh, thank you for getting the cruds out of my eyes." But no eye cruds to be had. The blue shirt was a hit, and all the other boys and girls, they loved the orange cat and the blue shirt, and the rest is history. So maybe the scariest thing is maybe Donald Trump. Probably not. I'm not saying this is likely, but maybe it's so dumb of a person to put in that job that they'll just, like, all these people try really hard and know what they're doing and still things aren't great. So maybe he'll just fumble into making America great again somehow, for real. But let's hope he doesn't deport a bunch of people. I think I heard on a commercial when I was skimming through the DVR that he wants to send back 3 million immigrants day one, which seems ridiculous, but I understand the danger of it. If Donald Trump even did half of the things that he promised on the campaign, that's a terrifying prospect, because that would make him officially the most honest politician that the world has ever seen, because he actually does the things that he says he's going to do on the election campaign. I'm pretty sure it's not, and it's just going to be boring, but we'll see. Maybe something interesting will happen. Hopefully nobody has to die or be discriminated against. Maybe Donald Trump is just the Band-Aid that they need to rip off and realize, hey, maybe there's something wrong with an institution where this kind of thing is allowed to happen. Probably not. But anyway, let's get to a song now that I've done my political grandstanding. Maybe there'll be more later, but the Republicans are back in office, so I'm going to play The Morality Squad by Gwar. This is from their America Must Be Destroyed album. I know it from the movie, our long-form music video that was nominated for a Grammy in 1992, I believe. It's called Phallus in Wonderland, and it's about how the lead singer, Odorous Arungus, rest in peace, He has a creature attached to his genital region, and this creature's name is the cuttlefish of Cthulhu, and it's basically like a fish penis. And the Morality Squad cuts off his alleged penis and puts it on trial for obscenity. And you know, the Morality Squad is headed up by, they'll explain themselves, but they've come to clean up America and awful, disgusting alien rock stars like Gwar. And so we're gonna hear a quick station ID, and then we're gonna hear some Guar. It's gonna be a good time on St. John Forward Radio.
CFMH, local 107.3 FM, serving the St. John and online community.
St. John Forward Radio. That was don't keep playing that song. Oh, this is on continuous shuffle. That's the problem with that business. So we just heard Morality Squad by Guar, which came out in the early 90s, and that was kind of like an a George Bush Senior type time with Republicans. And listening to the lyrics, I'm not the first person to say this, but that's all about how, like, censorship and not saying evil, dirty things that are offensive. And that was always kind of the Republican thing. And I feel like I'm very pompous saying this and very self-important, as if this is a revolutionary idea, but maybe the left are the new censors. They're the new Morality Squad. Yeah, that's not a thread that I want to continue on with, but, you know, it's an interesting possibility. Even if it's not true, there's obviously a whole group of people that sees, like, progressive people as, like, just a finger-wagging morality squad, and they decided to vote for the guy that that says horrible things, because they like to say horrible things, and maybe instead of just telling people to stop saying horrible things, then you can explain and educate them on why the thing that they said is horrible and have a conversation about it, rather than just wagging your finger and saying don't do that. Anyway, this is way more political than I want to get. That's too much. It's too much Trump talk. I think I'm good. We're gonna keep playing the anti-presidential music. We're gonna hear from Killer Mike from Run the Jewels, who I'm going to see in Portland, Maine, in February. I'm looking forward to the show. But from his album Rap Music or RAP Music, I'm not sure. This is Reagan by Killer Mike, and then we're gonna hear a classic H to the C Parents on Film review of which one is it gonna be? I forget which one. Let's see. Deadly Blessing from Wes Craven, and then that'll be most of it. But anyway, here is Killer Mike.
Government has a firm policy not to capitulate to terrorist demands, that no concessions policy remains in force. In spite of the wildly speculative and false stories about arms for hostages and alleged ransom payments, we did not, repeat, did not trade weapons or anything else for hostages.
The ballot of the bullet, some freedom or some bullshit. Will we ever do it bigger? Just keep settling for little shit. We brag on having bread, but none of us are bakers. We all talk having greens, but none of us on acres. If none of us on acres and none of us grow wheat, then who will feed our people when our people need to eat? So it seems our people starve from lack of understanding, cause all we seem to give them is some balling and some dancing. And some talking about our car and imaginary mansions. We should be indicted for bullshit we inciting. Children deaf and pretending it's exciting. We are advertisements for agony and pain. We exploit the youth, we tell them to join the gang. We tell them dope stories, introduce them to the gang. Just like our lover North introduced us to cocaine in the 80s when them bricks came on military plane.
A few months ago, I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not.
The end of the Reagan era. I'm like level 12, old enough to understand the shit had changed forever. They declared the war on drugs, like a war on terror. But what it really did was let the police terrorize whoever. But mostly black boys, but they would call us niggas and lay us on our belly while they fingers on their triggers. They boost was on our head, they dolls was on our crotches. And they would beat us up if we had diamonds on our watches. And they would take our drugs and monies as they pick our pockets. I guess that's the privilege of policing for some profits. But thanks to Reaganomics, prison turned to profits. Cause free labor's the cornerstone of U.S. economics. Cause slavery was abolished unless you are in prison. You think I ambush it and then read the 13th Amendment. Involuntary servitude and slavery it prohibits. That's why they giving drug offenders time in double digits. Ronald Reagan was an actor, not at all a factor. Just an employee of the country's real masters. Just like the Bushes, Clinton and Obama. Just another talking head telling lies on teleprompters. If you don't believe the theory, then argue with this logic. Why did Reagan and Obama both go after Gaddafi? We invading sovereign soil, going after oil. Taking countries is a hobby, paid for by the oil lobby. Same as in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I'm a dinner jar, say they coming for Iran. They only love the rich and how they load the pole. If I say any more, they might be at my door. Who the fuck is that? Staring in my window, doing that surveillance on Mr. Michael Rinder. I'm dropping off the grid before they pump the lid. I leave you with four words. I'm glad Reagan dead.
on film. Hello, everyone out there. This you might be surprised to hear that this is Edna Fairweather and
Josiah Fairweather.
We're parents on film, and last time we thought it was the end, and my great nephew John, I guess he's a little the show's not over.
Yes, and we're back. Watch some more horrible movies.
Well, this time they want us to watch this movie. It's called Deadly Blessing, and the blessings are good, but not the deadly kind.
No, and we're not watching that.
But that's what they sent.
I'm tired of watching these horrible movies.
Well, what?
I think we should finally watch Gone with the Wind.
Oh yeah, last time we were gonna watch Gone with the Wind, but it was the last. We thought it was the last show, so the fans. They wanted the Killjoy, but I guess we could watch Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind is supposed to be a nice movie.
I've heard great things about it, Edna. All my life. I've just never been able to see it.
Let's get it started.
Selznick International Pictures presents
Ashley, I've been looking for you everywhere.
Ashley's going to marry Miss Melanie. It'll be announced tomorrow night at the ball.
Can't be true. Ashley loves me.
Whatever comes, I'll love you just as I do now.
I can't think of anything bad enough.
Winner of 10 Academy Awards, including Best Picture.
That's Red Butler. He's from Charleston. He has a most terrible reputation.
That's what's wrong with you. You should be kissed and often, and by someone who knows how.
Oh, dear. Josiah is almost 4 hours long.
4 hours?
It's a good movie, but it's already 3 o'clock.
And now I can't. If we watch this movie, and then I'll be tired tomorrow.
Well,
what does John have?
The Deadly Blessing.
Deadly Blessing. Well, that doesn't. Who's in it?
Sharon Stone, Ernest Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine. All right.
Are you sure? Because we can watch Gone with the Wind. I know you.
I can't stay up past my bedtime, Edna.
Okay, then. Deadly Blessing.
In the rolling hills of eastern Pennsylvania, in this quiet community of simple farmers untouched by time, a gruesome secret has been protected for generations. Into this world come 3 young women, drawn by the beauty of the land, unaware of the mystery it holds. How could they have known that what they would discover would call forth a deadly blessing?
Your laws cannot crush the incubus. Ours can.
There are 3 of us. We'll manage.
We shall make it impossible for the incubus to rest comfortably in your soul. If thine hand offends thee, then in God's name, cut it off!
Has arrived. would not believe. Those who will not be warned.
May you be damned in hell.
Those who will defy its power. Become its prey.
It's him!
The chilling story of terror and suspense. Deadly Blessing.
And that movie was horrible. Why do we have to keep watching these movies that John gives? I know I wanted to watch it, but I should have known better. I should have known better.
Gone with the Wind was, it was on the table.
Yeah, we should have watched Gone with the Wind. I should have finally watched it. I should have just stayed up.
Well, the what's in the past has passed, and the Deadly Blessing is the movie that we've
seen. Deadly Blessings was not a good movie. I didn't care for it.
It was I thought it was the Amish, but no.
Amish,
was,
Edna. Amish. They, Amish.
But no, but they.
But they weren't Amish. They were Hittites.
The in the movie they what was it, the Hittite?
They said the Hittites make the Amish look like swingers.
They I didn't see any.
I don't know what that means.
I didn't see any swings in the movie.
I didn't see any swings either.
They didn't like.
Dorian, it's my black lung.
They didn't like the servant of incubus. There was an evil incubus, and it was killing. And
yeah, well, I'll tell you what it was about. And there was a man who left his Hittites community, and
they cast him out,
and then he got murdered. And then the movie was about his wife who was left behind.
Murder with a tractor. I remember the
John Deere tractor, Edna. It was a John Deere.
The tractor, and
I want to get one of those soon someday. I wish I could afford one.
The tractor crashed right into him, and then I thought maybe he'd be okay after the tractor, but then he fell right on the screwdrivers.
And then
the screwdrivers went into his back.
More people got killed, and more people. I didn't like it, and there was at one point there was a snake in a bathtub. I didn't know.
It just gave me the willies. When I take a bath, I always there's a snake in the tub, and
there was nudity, and nudity.
It's not.
Why does John make us watch these nude films? Nudity films.
Ever since he was a little boy, that little Johnny liked the movies, and that's just the kind of movies.
And the stabbing, there was stabbing, so much stabbing in this movie.
There's a knife, and then they dared the Mongoloid man to touch the blood after the tractor crush, and then he got killed, and.
The woman. Just, there were women running around in this movie with no bras on, Edna.
Oh, they're
it's so terrible.
It's disgraced. And they were all the evil incubus. And
what did you think of the ending, Edna? Just very strange. It made me feel uncomfortable.
They killed the girl, and they ripped open her shirt, and she had a little tuft
of man hair. She didn't have the female breasts.
There wasn't boobies, just a little, and she was the incubus, and then they killed her, and then Ghost Jim, He came back and he told the lady to beware of the incubus, and then just a bunch of magic hoopaloo, and the floor.
What's magic hoopaloo?
And they exploded the floor, and they pulled her.
The incubus demon. I didn't like that part either, you know.
This movie was scary.
I'm not gonna sleep right tonight, Edna. Now I'm gonna be up half the night with nightmares. Where we should have just watched Gone with the Wind, I would have had a nice sleep. Terrible at these decisions, Edna.
Well, that's all we have. deadly blessing. You should be afraid of the incubus, and this movie, you don't watch not with your family.
I don't recommend this for families or children or anybody in general. No one should watch this movie.
Well, that's us for Parents on Film.
And we're back here, John Forward. Big thanks to my great aunt and uncle, Edna and Josiah, for contributing those H to the C classic movie reviews. We'll hear more of those over the weeks, but we're wrapping up, and I'm trying to get all the blabbing done before we get cut off so the podcast doesn't just have to fade out awkwardly in the middle of a sentence. This has been St. John Forward Radio. You can listen to it live every Monday from 9 to 10 p.m. if you're in St. John, 107.3 FM. You can listen to it live on localfm.ca also. That's Atlantic time if you're not from around here. And I'll post it on my podcast feed in the next couple of days sometime. You can hear them all on johnforward.com. And there's a link to the secret Podbean page that I told you about. I'm a comedian of note. There's a show coming up this Saturday, November 19th, at the R Bar. This is No Jokes Barred, the original. 2.5 years now. New people that have been at it for a few years. Some good, some bad, but it's chaos and anarchy, and you'll like it. You should come out and see it. Pay what you can, and you will not forget your night. It's a good time. Also, next weekend, Saturday the 26th, I've got some kind of a Christmas thing. Mandy Lynn Donovan, it's at Mixers in the North End, $10, a bunch of people on it. Mandy Lynn Donovan will be on this show next week to talk about that. Special announcement buried at the end of the podcast. The roast of St. John Forward has been confirmed. This is exclusive. Friday, December 9th. At the pub down under, we're going to have the roast of John Forward featuring myself and the best of the best for comedians from around the way that want to say some things to me. But anyway, that's the end of the show. We're going to close out with some DOA, Fucked Up Bush.
Listen, Bush, you're fucked up. You're fucked up, Bush. You're not gonna last. Yeah, everywhere, other people's wrath. You're fucked up, Bush. You're fucked up, Bush.